Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
By the time a kid was 13 years old, for their 13th birthday, we're told that a dad would take them into this temple and introduce them to these temple priestesses. And you know what they did, okay? They had nothing to do with worshiping God. It was religious immorality was taking place in this temple under the name of religion, okay? In the front of it, we are told, was the priestesses. In the middle of that great temple were men. And in the back of that great temple, we're told, you could hear sheep back there. I'm not even going there. But the farther back you go, the more depraved it became. These people were raised in that environment. That's what they knew. By the time of 13 years of age, they, come on, son, we're going to the temple, okay? Introducing them. Okay, with that, Paul went into Corinth. He preached the gospel of Jesus Christ to these Gentile unbelievers who've never heard the gospel, and they were wonderfully saved. Amen. Aren't you glad God saves people? Okay, Paul is writing to these believers now. Matter of fact, a lot of us ought to pay attention to verse number 1. Of chapter number 6. How dare any of you go against each other, go to law? Why are you taking each other to a court before these unbelievers? You ought to settle it among yourself. That's a whole other story. But then he goes in verse number 9. Let's just skip down verse 9. Know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Now here's the list. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. We could list all these things. It's talking about effeminate in today's world would be sissies. You know, guys that dress up in girls' clothes. It runs the gamut, okay? Abusers of themselves with mankind, we know what that speaks of. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers. Let me ask you, let's not just pick on one. Can somebody who is drunk get saved? Some of y'all were that way. Amen, preacher. Saved you from a bar room. If that's true for a drunkard, any of y'all ever stole anything? You bunch of thieves. The thought is that lifestyle you have now, okay? You're continuing. You're still a thief. You're still a drunkard. Nothing has changed. You're still an adulterer. You're still a effeminate. Are you following? That's the thought. We don't want to pick just one thing. We're going to get the whole thing in context. Neither thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Now here's the verse that a lot of people want to skip over. As such were some of you. You used to be a drunkard. You used to be an extortioner. You used to be a thief. You used to be effeminate. You used to be an abuser of yourself and mankind. But you're no longer that way, as were some of you, but now you're washed. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And that word become literally means you're becoming new. You're becoming more like Jesus Christ. But now you're sanctified. But ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of God. So here's the point, and I go to other places to talk about. Jesus died for everyone. Okay, who they are, I think we can agree with that. Whosoever will, let him come and taste of the water of life freely. Let me ask you a question. Does it say whosoever accept these people? Or whosoever accept this lifestyle? It says whosoever. It's all inclusive. He leaves nobody out. On the other side, if they haven't changed, let me put it this way to you. There's a lot of Baptists who are going to hell because they made a profession of faith, but they never had a possession of faith. A lot of them. They became baptized. They did what they signed the card. We just had a baptism, baptized four people here a week or two ago. I told them, baptism doesn't save. You are baptized because you have been saved, not in order to be saved. But there's a lot of Baptists who are going to hell. Being a Baptist doesn't send you to heaven. Amen. Neither does these things send you to hell if you've repented of your sins. One more thing, and I got to move. Turn me to John 3:16. Okay. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth him should not perish but have everlasting life. For this is so important. We skip over a lot of this. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath why? The only thing that sent anybody to hell, the only thing that sends anybody to hell is unbelief in Jesus Christ. Anything you can be forgiven for. Well, I know about that unpardonable sin. You know what the unpardonable sin is? It's unbelief. It's saying no to the Spirit of God over and over. And he's calling you. He's convicting you. By the way, you cannot be saved apart from the wooing of the Holy Spirit. You can't be saved anytime you want to be saved. Well, I'll be saved tomorrow. Well, no, the Holy Spirit ain't calling you to himself and all. Today is a day of salvation. Call upon him while he is near. Goes back to my previous point. When God goes home, when God is through with you, Chad, these other things, they said, no, no, no. God's done with them. I don't know when that is. That's when Romans 1 takes place. He turns them over to a reprobate mind. But what about before he turns them over to a reprobate mind? Are you following? They were already in that lifestyle. And like Sodom and Gomorrah, come out, come out. And no, we're staying here, would die. Same way with the homosexuals. He turned them over. To turn them over, obviously, before you turn them over, you have to try to receive them. Does that make sense to y'all? He didn't give up on them until they cross that line. I don't know when that is. What's true of a homosexual is true of a Baptist church member. It's true of anybody. They could say no to God. No, 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 no. And God says, okay, have it your way. My spirit shall not always strive among. However, we have to go back to the very beginning that he loves the world. He tasted death for no exception. Now, if there was an exception in there, you know what, like in parentheses, or an exception clause, I could run with that. Well, he tasted death for every man except these people. Or these, are y'all following? So I know it's there's a lot out there, but know that he hates iniquity. Let me give you one more. Chad, you ruined my, you know, I love you. Let me give you another, Malachi. Turn me to Malachi. This is a good one. Hadn't saw this, seen this in a while. Let me find it again. I know it's here in Malachi. Where does it say God hates divorce? Where? Oh, okay. Verse number 16. How a lot of people turn things. They'll take a phrase and they'll build everything. For the Lord, the God of Israel, saith that he hateth putting away. In other words, he hates divorce. For one covereth the violence of his garment, saith the Lord of hosts. Therefore, take heed to your spirit that ye deal not treacherously. Here's the key. When it says God hates divorce, does God hate divorce? Well, yes, but in context, do you know there's biblical reasons for divorce? What he was talking about here, if you read that whole chapter, they were dealing treacherously with the wife of their youth.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.